Broadcasting from just outside the nation's capital, Wrong Think Radio brings you the facts and analysis you need, devoid of liberal media bias. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Wrong Think Radio's Ride to Work.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wrong Think Radio's Ride to Work. I'm your host, Aaron Bierlein, broadcasting from a stone's throw within the nation's capital in Northern Virginia. And welcome to the intersection of common sense and facts. News broke yesterday that Planned Parenthood would no longer receive Title X funding from the federal government based on adjustments made to the title by the Trump administration. The abortion giant wanted to wait for the Ninth Circuit Court to intervene on their behalf and halt the implementation of the new funding rule. And on Friday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the Title X restriction. There's a lot of misinformation being spread by the left on this Title X adjustment, so let's get to the meat of what's really going on here. Prior to the Trump administration's rule change, it was required that abortion be an option in family planning counseling, meaning that religious institutions either had to discuss or advise abortion, or they would not receive funding. The new Title X rule removes that requirement and actually prohibits referrals for abortion. It does not prohibit non-directive counseling, meaning that the subject can be discussed, but the organizations who participate in pregnancy counseling cannot refer their patient to terminate that pregnancy. Basically, if you want federal funding for family planning, you actually have to be supportive of the idea of a family. I don't know a better way to say that. You can't kill babies and call it family planning anymore. Liberals screamed from the rooftops about how women's health and women's rights were being violated by the Trump administration, and certainly we will hear doomsday-esque platitudes about the suffering of women who can't get abortions. One of the things I love most about the Trump administration is their ability to make the left eat their own words. Let me explain. The tired talking point is that Planned Parenthood isn't an abortion clinic. They're a women's health clinic. We've been told that saying Planned Parenthood only cares about abortions is a right-wing lie and conspiracy because Republicans really just hate women. We all remember hearing those talking points, right? If what we've heard for decades were true, then Planned Parenthood would have no issue with the new provisions of Title X. All Planned Parenthood would need to receive Title X funding is to separate their Title X activities, family planning, and their non-Title X activities, like abortion, meaning that their women's health clinics would need to be separate from the places in which they perform abortions. This is because Title X being defined as family planning makes abortion counterintuitive. And let's remember that Planned Parenthood just a few years ago tried to tell everyone that abortion was such a small percentage of their overall activities and really doesn't seem like it should be a difficult request for them to physically separate what they claim is a small percentage of their activities from the large amount of women's health programs that supposedly make up the majority of their portfolio, right? Apparently, that is quite impossible. Planned Parenthood refuses to separate those activities, and now they will no longer receive federal funding because of it. And remember, we were also told that no federal funding ever went to abortion activities. This was another talking point the liberals in Planned Parenthood told us. So this Title X rule change should have no effect because we've already been told that these activities were separate. I want everyone to remember as you hear the liberal meltdown over this decision, because you're going to hear about how women's health is threatened, women's rights are threatened. They will say that it affects primarily women of color in the inner cities. This rule literally only affects abortion. The Democrats have married abortion and women's health. When you hear a liberal say women's health, they mean abortion. The same goes for women's rights. They mean abortion. If you're a liberal, the only aspect of your health and your rights that matter is your ability to murder a baby. If you can't murder your baby, then you have no rights and no health care. How else do you interpret those statements? This Title X decision gets to the heart of the lie that the Democrats and Planned Parenthood have fed the American people for decades. It pulls the mask off and proves that Planned Parenthood is 100% committed to abortion, and women's health services were never their intent, nor their priority. There are plenty of clinics that offer women's health services, and those clinics will receive Title X funding. And now, liberals can't bully religious institutions out of that funding because they are no longer required to encourage infanticide to receive federal funding. Why are the Democrats upset over Planned Parenthood losing their funding? Of course, you can't be a Democrat and not support killing babies. DNC Chair Tom Perez said back in 2017 that all Democrat candidates must support abortion. So you can't be a pro-life Democrat. But the real issue here is that the Democrat Party lost one of its money laundering schemes. You see, Planned Parenthood between the 2012 and 2016 elections donated $33 million to Democrats, and now their ability to help finance the Democrat Party is being threatened because they aren't receiving money in government grants. Always follow the money. The only consistency with Democrats is what gives them more money and more power. Don't misunderstand me. That doesn't mean that Democrats haven't repeated the abortion lie enough to believe it themselves. There are plenty of idiots in the party that believe the false equivalency that women's rights and infanticide are somehow synonyms. The leftist indoctrination in America has actually resulted in many poor souls falsely equating those two things. But America is waking up. They're seeing that the left is ideologically committed to killing babies and that it was never about women's health. The easy summary of this is Planned Parenthood was called on their bluff. They chose abortion over women's health. We can all breathe a sigh of relief because the lie is finally over, and we no longer have to wonder if our friends and neighbors on the left are really that dumb to believe that Planned Parenthood and the Democrats cared about women's actual health. Because Planned Parenthood has admitted, and the Democrat Party and their freak out have proven, that women's health and rights were just dog whistles for baby murder, and we can start to have an actual, honest conversation. If you'd like to have more honest conversations and receive common sense and facts like this, be sure to go over to youtube.com/wrongthinkradio, where you can subscribe and see our YouTube program every single Sunday from noon until 2, where myself and my co-host Alan Reese will go through the week of what's happened in politics and culture and give you guys the facts on that. But also subscribe to this podcast so you can get our daily updates and understand what's going on in the world around you, devoid of all the liberal media bias. You can also go visit us at wrongthinkradio.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us at wrongthinkradio on Twitter. And if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email us contact@wrongthinkradio.com. I'm Aaron Bierlein, and I'm keeping an eye on the left.